On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
Let's find out what happened on this day for Tuesday, the 4th of Jan, and to the birthdays we go. No longer with us, born on this day was American boxer Floyd Patterson, who was born in North Carolina in 1935.
Diane Cannon was born on this day in Washington, 1937, making her 85, in some great movies like Heaven Can Wait, and she played Whipper Cone on TV's Ally McBeal.
Ah, there you go. Rick Stein, the English chef and TV presenter, turned 75 today.
This bloke was born on this day, headed up one of the great Aussie bands. Doc Neeson. He was born in Belfast, 1947 he was. He passed away in 2014.
Alan Carpenter, the Australian politician, is 65.
Michael Stipe was born in Georgia on this day, turning 62.
The lead singer of R.E.M., what a legend. And Labyrinth, the English singer-songwriter, is 33.
Four-wheeled roller skates were patented by James Plimpton in New York on this day in 1863.
I own a pair of those. I love my four-wheeled roller skates. The first appendix operation in America was performed in Iowa by Dr. William West Grant. It was on a 22-year-old farm girl, Mary, and it happened in 1885. She made a complete recovery, by the way, and lived until 1919.
Did she?
Yeah.
Billboard magazine in the US published their first pop record chart in 1936.
Wow.
I wonder what topped the charts back then.
In 1958, Edmund Hillary and his team reached the South Pole. Oof, it's a bit cold.
Just a bit. NASA Spirit rover landed in Mars 2004 on this day.
In 2011, Jerry Rafferty, the UK singer who charted in 70s with Baker Street, he died at the age of 63.
And of course he was part of Steelers Wheel. Stuck in the Middle with You.
Fabulous song.
Classic. And Marnus Labuschagne, an Australian cricketer, broke a 67-year-old cricket record by posting a maiden double century and bringing his tally to 837. And of course fourth test getting underway tomorrow.
My husband's very excited. He's been glued to the TV with his cricket being on.
Can the Poms win their first? Nah.
Doesn't look good. That's on this day for Tuesday, the 4th of January.